Just trying to focus on the basics over here. I'm trying to brainstorm other things I can do for self-care without food. Oh my gosh, I just typed up a whole page. If you're not doing self-care, you usually have jacked up adrenaline and your cortisol, right? So if your adrenaline's high and your cortisol's high, what happens in your body is it will take blood flow away from your digestion and your stomach. And once it does that, then your stomach is not, if it doesn't have the blood flow, it's not going to be sending up hunger cues. That's why some of you will say, I wasn't hungry all day long, and you don't tell me that, but the day was like complete bullshit. I let my mind run wild. I was all up in my head about my body. My kids had me running everywhere. My boss was a jerk. Like, you got like 1,000 things. Or you're just queen martyrdom on, I love being busy. Like, I like to keep myself busy. And then the second all that's done, you whoosh out your adrenaline and your cortisol, and guess what? Your stomach's like, hello, blood flow. I'm hungry. And it is like, it goes from being like just gone to primal on a, like on a heartbeat. If that's happening to you, that is a sign that you need to learn how to manage your stress better. You're going to need to make sure that you, like after you get done with phase one, pay real close attention to phase two of No BS. This is where we start getting into mind management, new perspective, understanding our feelings and all that stuff. Not in a way that makes you feel bad and like, oh my God, it's such a fucking mess. We teach you how to quit judging all that shit that you think and all that shit that you're not thinking. So you're going to want to really pay attention to phase two because of this. But other ideas, like here are positive things that are happening with self-care. You prioritize your sleep. No wonder it's one of the four basics. You also make sure you drink water because staying hydrated is a form of self-care. That would be like saying, like, I don't understand why my flowers are dying. I just never water them and it's only 95 fucking degrees every day. You would not do that. So, like, watering thyself, like, this is when you all get to be a delicate flower. Water yourself. Taking time off from work, exercise, or household duties when sick. Hello? How many of you try to, like, keep on raging when you're sick? Regular doctor appointments. Like, not skipping your annuals and shit because you ain't got time. That shit is a form of self-care. Your body knows when you are doing things for it. Even shit like that, it makes a connection of, I respect my body enough to check on my body. Wearing clothes that actually fucking fit and that are comfortable. Hello, Kathy Hartman. I hope you're hearing this one. Kathy is, I'm going to throw her under the bus. I'll throw her under the Cayman bus. At least you're on the beach getting thrown under the bus, Kathy. When you wear clothes that are too big for you in an effort to, like, hide your body or whatever, guys, that doesn't mean that you're comfortable. That's called ignoring what you're thinking about your body and not allowing yourself to change the conversation. It also triggers you when you wear really big clothes. It probably triggers you to think the reason why I'm wearing these big clothes is because I don't really like my body. That's a problem. That's not good self-care. So actually wearing clothes that you're comfortable in, that fit. Now, I know some of you will say, but Corinne, I wear a 4X. And, you know, for me, I just feel bad when I have to go buy 4X clothes or whatever. It's like, I would rather you buy clothes that you can wear at your current size and challenge yourself to use that as an like a reason that you're caring for yourself versus giving in to thinking, well, I just want to ignore all that. I don't want to think about that stuff. Guys, you're going to have to trip yourself into thinking more about how often can I trigger some of my negative thinking so that I get my practice reps on changing my thinking about myself. Ignoring your negative thinking is not working on your negative thinking. Ignoring your negative thinking and resisting it is not creating a healthy relationship with your thinking. It's not feeling better. It's ridiculous. Don't sit there and tell yourself some big ass lie around that. There is the worst thing that will happen when you start doing things that you normally think negative stuff about is you'll feel bad, but you also open up the door for the opportunity to learn how to change the conversation. If you ain't opening the door, the conversation stays the same all the time, and all you're doing is expending extra energy on making sure you don't hear it. Look, if you're going to spend extra energy, you might as well be spending it on changing the conversation and not wasting your fucking time and spending a whole life running away from how you think and feel about yourself.
That's bullshit.
Moving your body in ways that you can enjoy, which means, like, for some of you, chair freaking yoga. Sitting upright in a chair and taking 10 deep breaths. That all counts. That's self-care. Watching how you think about yourself without judgment is a form of self-care. Taking time to relax. Finding things to laugh about. Recounting good memories on purpose. Making time for your hobbies. Asking for help. Praying, meditating, or reflecting on your own personal values and appreciating them. Finding people who listen to you. Hello, accountability groups. Reading for leisure and self-development. Saying no to extra shit in your life. Speaking up for yourself. Setting personal work and social limits. And putting down work and devices as needed. That's all forms of self-care. You notice what ain't on there? Expensive shit. The only thing that on there that even costs money is if you need to get you some clothes that fit and go into your doctor. I think everything else is just, well, I guess if you got to buy a book on Kindle, but you can Google for free. So, I mean, it's like literally we forget those things. Like other forms of self-care, guys, are things like just eating when you're hungry, not putting it off. Because you think you'll lose weight faster. That ain't self-care. That's disconnecting and not trusting your body. Well, if I keep going, I'm going to go all day. So I'm not going to keep going. But I hope that helped.